This is KCUR 89.3. Drive along Highway 400 in western Kansas and you'll see hundreds of metal sculptures on tall poles, some up to 20 feet high. It's the work of self-taught artist M.T. Liggett, who crafted signs and whirligigs out of scrap metal, tractor parts, and pipe to create whimsical and politically provocative works of art. Liggett died in August at the age of 86. KCUR's Laura Spencer has more about his artwork and about preserving his legacy.
M.T. Liggett was known for his scrap metal art lining his property in Mullenville, Kansas, and somewhat of a gruff persona. In the documentary What's the Matter with Kansas, based on the Thomas Frank book, Liggett, wearing his trademark bib overalls, talked about reactions to his provocative roadside art.
I managed to get them kind of anxious at me, and they do hurl things at me, not, you know, insults, but you always got to remember one thing, I can't insult you unless you let me. And you know, if I piss you off, maybe I'm intending to.
Liggett's painted metal sculptures poked fun at local politics and presidents, such as George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, Greek gods and former girlfriends, images of birds, demons, and devils, all adorned with his cheeky block letter text. And it was really just by chance that he and Larry Meeker met about 20 years ago. Meeker spent a bulk of his career with the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, sometimes making calls on state member banks.
And went by Mullenville, Kansas, and it was a foggy morning, and saw this long, long line of totems along the road, many with whirligigs, none were turning. It was a quiet, foggy morning. And I was just impressed by the enormity of what was there.
Hundreds of sculptures, several rows deep along Liggett's fence. And Meeker says he pulled into the gravel drive to see if the artist was home.
But there was a sign on the fence that said something to the effect of, "Notice to art fans and scrap salvagers, keep your butts off this property." And I thought a great invitation to return another time.
Meeker did return about a year later, starting a friendship that spanned two decades. Larry Meeker and his wife Cindy are also art collectors, and a few dozen of Liggett's works are clustered in the side yard of their Lake Quivira home, including one figure that resembles a court jester.
This is Clyde Angel the Moon Tosser, and his taking the moon and using it basically as a discus, and challenging us to think a little differently about the moon, and I think much of his art was the same.
There's a nod to history, mythology, and opera, and playful jabs at political figures.
Well, people took different views of it. I think, for the most part, he made statues of people he liked. He may have wanted to poke fun at them. He knew they could take it.
In recent years, M.T. Liggett's health had declined. According to Meeker, Liggett had always had a heart condition. A doctor had reportedly advised him to stop welding after he got a pacemaker decades ago.
And his line was always, well, if I can't make my art, I'd just as soon be dead. And so he would weld, and after a while it would zap him physically, and he'd sit down and rest for a while, come back and weld some more. He was willing to live with that and felt like his art was more important than his physical health.
Before Liggett died in August, a trust was created to preserve his work. Meeker says three of the four trustees met at the artist's funeral.
We are, as the trustees, I think, in charge of sort of reinventing and turning the page to a new chapter in his life, and that is the preservation of this work.
For Meeker, it's essential to keep as much work together as possible, even though the setting, a 20-acre pasture, provides a challenge.
Well, first of all, his art requires maintenance. There's no two ways about it. The wind blows constantly in western Kansas. Those windmills, those whirligigs on the back of his many of his sculptures constantly turn.
Meeker says the metal sculptures will need upkeep for wear and tear, greasing and bearings to be replaced. But he says it's worth keeping the conversation going. One of the key things, he says, about M.T. Liggett's work.
At the end, that's really what great art is about anyway, whether you're looking at the Nelson Atkins Museum or you're out in Mullenville, Kansas. It's about finding something that draws each of our personal stories out in a way that helps us connect with one another.
An artist residency could be in the works for the property or creating more of an arts connection to Greensburg, only about 10 miles away. For now, the trustees are still dealing with legal matters and taking stock of what Liggett left behind. And then they can start to move forward. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.